there. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi, everyone. We're back. And today we're going to talk about how to ride the waves of an entrepreneurial life. Yep, we all know about that, right? I'm going to introduce you to Judy Wong. I love this lady. She's a compassionate guide on the transformational journey to help people unlock your full potential and create lives that are filled with joy, abundance, and fulfillment. Judy's an esteemed energy accelerator transformation coach and also a certified life coach. Her heartfelt passion is for empowering individuals like you, and it shines through with every interaction that you have with her, as you're going to find out. Judy's expertise helps you tap into your subconscious mind and unleash your true potential. She's a published poet. Yeah, my first one, published poet, and a best-selling author. She takes a transformative journey with Judy helps you embrace a life of extraordinary results. As she likes to say, let your abundance flow and live life for living. You're going to love this. Jump in, and we're going to talk to Judy right now. Hi, everyone. I'm back, and I am with my girlfriend, Judy Wong. She's a transformative coach, and you're going to love hearing what she has to say, and she's going to give you some nuggets you can walk away with. So welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Good to see you again. I'm so excited about this podcast. So everybody meet Judy. Judy, will you please tell us a little bit about yourself and why I'm so excited to speak with you today?
Oh, well, first of all, I love all these wonderful people, especially entrepreneurs, women who are over 60 like me. And yes, I really am over 60. I don't look it. I totally get it. Everybody wants to know where my, you know, the Fountain of Youth came from. I said, no. It's just the Dorian Gray painting. It's in the closet. Don't look. But yeah, so I am a transformation coach. I started out actually as my other former career before this newest and improvest. I always say I'm reinventing every time, but I started out recently as a international English educator. I was an international English educator, speaker. I was talking around the globe, teaching around the globe, and I kind of turned 60, and here I was facing like this great career, this amazing life, this wonderful business that I was doing. I was teaching, I was selling, I was talking, I was just having a great time. I had just got married. I was doing wonderful. And all of a sudden, all anybody wanted to talk to me about was my retirement and what are my death plans and how am I living on my limited income? I said, are you kidding me? I'm not done yet. I've got a few dozen more careers I want to work on, you know? And I was like, what are they talking about? You know, these people are absolutely nuts. And I was just, no. I'm not ready to roll over. And everybody was like, but it's your age and your stage. And I sat there going, well, that's kind of crazy. You know, because this whole BS, excuse me, of ages and stages was something we invented in the 1960s. So honestly, children, it doesn't exist.
I love the fact that, you know, because I'm in the same place, you know, I've reinvented myself so many times, and that's why I think we resonate so much together, that it's never too late to change or do anything you want to do.
Oh, and heck no. Yeah. No. And you know, what I realized was while these people were telling me all this crazy stuff, I was like, no, this is nuts. I've never thought about it like that. You know, I've had more careers in my lifetime than most people had in their families. Seriously. My husband, who is hysterical, he says, I'm waiting for the day, honey, when you meet somebody and they tell you what they did for a living and you don't go, I remember when I did that. And I said, well, sweetheart, I'm not a doctor. He's a doctor. And I said, I'm not a doctor. I'll never be a doctor. I'm not interested in being a doctor. And he said, yes, but sweetie, you're a holistic healer. It's kind of like a doctor. I went, good point.
You married a good one on that one. The fact that he would understand that that's a thing. That's the kind of doctor I like to go to.
Oh, yeah. He's like such a cool guy. And the funny part was like, he doesn't look his age either. So like, I thought he was his kid when I met him. He thought I was a kid. Boy, were we surprised.
Love it.
But yeah, no. And then I realized, you know, as I was watching all of my colleagues and friends being put out to pasture, and I was like watching them and they were freaking out. Just like I kind of did when I turned 60 and everybody said I was supposed to be old and whatever. And they were just really having a hard time. And yeah. I thought, that doesn't have to be. Because if you think about this, let's really think about this. I mean, you know, I used to be a math teacher too at one time. So, I mean, I do numbers, okay? And if you're 60 or even 70, you got 30 to 40 more years to go.
Yepers.
30 to 40, not 10 to 20. 30 to 40. That's a lifetime. You know, in the 20th century, the human lifespan has doubled, which is outrageous because it's more than it has in any other millennia. And, you know, as my nice, sweet, I have a middle son who is a biomedical engineer. He's like, Mom, there's something called evolution and science. And he's right. He's right. He's totally right. So yeah. Like, really, why are we walking and making bucket lists? It seemed to me the most absurd thing in the world, because you're complaining about having a 20-year career when you've got 40 more years to go.
Yeah, you know, it's ironic that we're talking today, because I've had a couple friends talk to me about, yes, I'm retiring. And one of my best friends in the world, who I've known since seventh grade, is retiring early. And, you know, my question always is, what are you going to do? And she actually has a plan, you know, and actually she's flaming out because she's in the medical industry and deal with the whole COVID. So a lot of people are flaming out. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show, because I feel that right now the people who are listening are looking at possibly transitioning into something else. And the idea and your message is strong and clear. It ain't over yet. I do whatever the heck you want to do. And I've always felt that way my whole life. So I think this is a really needed conversation for us right now. And if you had someone that was in the situation that was looking at, you know, let's reinvent, what would your advice be for them if they know they need to get out and they want to do something?
Well, the first thing I always found that is really important, because I had a lot of people coming to me, and this was the thing, is what they would come to me and they'd be like, I don't want to roll over and play dead just yet. Just like I didn't, you know. But all of the messages we were getting was to the contrary. And I realized, because one of my other careers was, I used to work on Madison Avenue, that you tell somebody enough times something, they're going to believe it. And then I also found that some of them are like, okay, I'm going to reinvent myself. I'm going to do something cool. But what do I do? I've been this or that. And they're defining themselves by the last 20 years of their life.
Yeah.
You know, or the last job that they had, or the last career, or the last relationship. And I'm like, okay, I get that. You're 70 years old. You did that for 20 years. But like I said, I'm a math teacher. I used to be a math teacher. Do the numbers. You're 70. That was 20 years. What did you do with the other 50?
Yeah.
In my book, 50 is a hell of a lot bigger than 20. So yeah. Why are we sucking it up to the 20 years? You know, it seems absurd to me. And what I found was that most of the people, they don't remember anything before that. There was so much going on, you know, and they were thinking of ages and stages and closing doors. And I said, no. It's like the waves, you know, it's like the ocean. I like to think of it, it's like the ocean. You know how waves, they come up and they rise and then they're sort of falling and you think they're falling and crashing, but they're really not. They're actually coming down, reassessing, re-energizing and just rebooting so that they can rise even higher. Yeah. And that's really what life is about. You know, when we were in our 20s, we never thought anything of, if I was tired of a job and I'm sick of doing this, whatever I was doing, I'm done with it, right?
Right.
I'm done with it. Right. I'm not retiring. I'm done with it, right? I'm quitting.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to find something better to do, right?
Absolutely.
So I never understood, why do we have to call it retirement? Somebody said to me, but I want the money. And I said, of course you want the money. Who the hell wouldn't want the money? I would want the money. So I'll say, I'll take the retirement money.
Yeah.
But I don't have to call myself retired.
Right.
I mean, if you took the severance pay, right? When a company shut down, you remember years ago, companies shut down, they kick you out. They're like, oh, I'm done with you. You're old or whatever, you know, and they give you a severance package with a great pay. You wouldn't walk away and say, I'm not taking the pay. I'm going to take the money. Hell, I'll take the money, you know?
And so you take the money. You wouldn't say I'm over either. You're saying, no. Oh, what am I going to do next?
So, right. You would never call yourself severanced. You took the damn severance, babe, but you'd never call yourself severanced.
Yeah.
So why are you calling yourself retired? What I found was, like, I was working with some people. I worked with some, there was this woman I knew, and she says, oh, but I'm going to have a better retirement. And she did very well with her life and her husband. And they bought a house in a retirement, you know, community, free and clear. And we're living on their whatever retirement money, right? She wrote a great book on having a better retirement. And she did this better retirement, except she came and she was very upset. And I said, why are you upset? She goes, well, because the book is making money. I said, that's great. She goes, no, but the book is making so much money. They want me to talk about it and I'm going to make more money. I said, that's even better.
She didn't want to hit the field. She didn't want to go market. Or
She was upset because she was making too much money.
Interesting.
Because it was rapidly approaching six figures. And I'm like, who on this planet actually complains about making too much money,
right?
You know, and then she was like, well, you know, you got to pay more taxes, you got to pay more bills. And I went, well, look, I have started more than my share of six figure companies literally when I had not even two nickels to rub together. And I can tell you, if you are pushing six figures in a company, you pay less taxes in the United States than the ones we're not.
Yeah,
so
exactly. You're gladly.
So I, you know, that seems to be a silly kind of concept, right? And then I said to her, but I don't understand. She goes, well, you don't understand. I'm retired. And I'm living on limited income.
Oh, no.
And I asked her, do you like living on limited income? She goes, well, we're comfortable because, you know, we did very well. So we're comfortable. I said, but do you like being unlimited income? She goes, well, it's the way it is. I'm retired.
Oh, yeah. So security, right? She didn't want to make over a certain amount.
But I said to her, honestly, if you had six figures of money just flowing at you, would you honestly be worried about paying a bill? She goes, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
And that's it. What I realized, because I'm an energy healer as well, and I'm an intuit. I'm a psychic energy healer. And I realized that that silly word, retirement, was putting in to your energy field a very negative, a negative vibration. And as soon as we stripped that away, boom, she was happy as all hell, making as money much money as she can. And she just kept making more. So it was like, you know, I think half of the problem is that when we're doing that transition, nobody ever taught us about how to deal with it. Because let's be honest, you know, in our age group, in our generation, we were taught how to be born, how to grow up, how to go to school, how to get a good job, how to have a family, how to retire and die.
Right.
So that's why that word retirement has such a negative attachment. No matter how much a positive spin you want to put on it, it's already been embedded in your psyche since you were a child. A very negative, negative.
Oh, and all the stories of people who retire and then kick the bucket a year later because they have no life. They have nothing to do. They don't know what to do with themselves. That's why my first question is, okay, what are you going to do now?
So you know? Yeah. What I realized was that, you know, especially if you lived as long as we have a lot of garbage and false stories and false labels we've accumulated over the years. Mm-hmm. And that beautiful light and that core, and you all know what it is because we all had it when we came into this world, mm-hmm. that beautiful light, that core, this, some people call it their source, their essence, whatever you want to call it. But when we came into this world, nothing was impossible.
Right.
Everything was possible.
We got what we wanted when we wanted it immediately.
Right. And the universe could give us anything we wanted. Yeah. Right. I mean, I wanted to go and be an astronaut and we hadn't even figured out how to go to the moon yet. So,
yeah.
I mean, there was a lot of things and we never thought of no. But here, fast forward. We're now 60, 70. We've had a wonderful career. We loved our career. We're tired of it now. We want to do something else, right? But now we have so many no's. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, it's all made up. Yeah. And so what I've been doing is I found that if I clear, and that's what I do as an energy healer, is I help clear that mess. Because when I opened up, I always call it the cocoon, you know, the cocoon of all the garbage we've created over these years. You know, when you opened up,
Judy, that's a kind word, the cocoon.
Yes, you know, but when you broke open the cocoon, just like a butterfly, right? Mm-hmm. When you broke open the cocoon, oh my God, people were telling me, I forgot I was great at this. I was great at that. I used to love this. I used to love that. And I'm like, so why the hell don't you do it? Why don't you do it?
Yeah.
Now there's a lot of healers out there. There's a lot of wonderful people out there who help us clear the garbage. But then what I found, and maybe that's the wisdom of age, what I found was every time we cleared it and we wanted to do all these wonderful, exciting things, nobody was there to help us know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And every time we tried to reach out to find out how to do it, people would tell us, well, I don't know. You're kind of getting on with your age. And are you sure you want to
time?
Yeah. Right. Why do you want to do that? Don't you want to do something sweat? Like, no.
Do it.
So that's what I do now. I'm a transformation coach. I help clear the garbage. And then because I've had so many bloody careers, and really I've had a lot of crazy ass careers. I actually know how to do things. So I know how to pull in the right people to make people's life list, not bucket list, life list a reality. Because I always believe, look, I've got another, what, at least 40, because I'm planning more than that, because I'm planning to go to 122. And I expect, Kathy, we're going to be dancing at my 122nd birthday. So
I'll be there.
I figure I've got a hell of a lot more careers I can do. And there's a few more that I really want to do and I'm not done yet.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. You know, reinvention, that is the one thing that's constant is change. And I think when we stop changing, it's just sad because there's life so full of possibilities. Like when you stop changing, you put that wall at, oh, there's no more possibility. There's nothing
exactly
more that I can do. I am who I am, you know, but if you embrace the I am, then, you know, you can do anything. You can be anything. You can reinvent as much as you want. You know, we're two peas in the same pod. So I've reinvented myself so many times. I think, you know, that if you follow your passion follows your skill set. Oftentimes all the different careers that I've had all throughout my life have now culminated into this bucket of resources that I use with my new career, which is, you know, being an image consultant and an organizer, because it's like all the things are in there, all the toolkits there. And I think if you take a time to analyze what you've done in the past, what your skill sets are, they all culminate into what you're passionate about. People just take the time to see that, don't you think so?
You know, I mean, when I ask people, like, okay, come on, let's talk about skill sets, or they would give me the last 20 years.
Right. Yes, yeah, you're talking about what did you do when you were young? What
yeah, was I'm like, that's why I always tell them, I go, 20 years, okay. What did you do with the other 50?
Well, I raised kids.
And they were like, oh, well, you know, that. I said, yeah, but what did you do with the other 50? Yeah. I mean, I had this one woman, she's, I love her to death. She was the most amazing person I have ever met. And she came to me like, so she was clinically depressed. She was physically debilitated. She couldn't walk up and down stairs. She couldn't move. She was in so much pain. She was seeing doctors. She was 72. And life for her was like horror. And yet she still wanted something, but she didn't know where. But you know, it's funny because when we cleared all the garbage, her health miraculously improved and the doctors couldn't explain why.
Go figure.
You know? And she was telling me, she was a teacher, you know, and this is how I got started. I used to talk about teaching, and slowly I pivoted from teaching to teaching wellness, because I realized so many teachers, especially in my age group, needed help. So I started teaching, you know, that. And she came to me, and it was cute because she was like, I don't want to stop teaching, but they told me I have to stop teaching. I said, so then don't stop teaching. She goes, but I don't like to do what I used to do. I said, so then don't do it the way you used to. And what we found out when we figured out that she actually did had more skill set other than the last 20 years.
Surprise.
She loved to sing and she loved to perform. But when we were young, we were told those are silly things to do.
You can't make money.
You can't make money doing that. You need to be serious and you need to forget about that. And I asked her, she goes, oh, but I'm not very good. I said, really? When you used to sing as a child, where did you sing? She goes, oh, I used to do competitions all the time. And I said, and how did you do? She goes, I always won. I said, well, you obviously are not that bad if you always won. She goes, well, maybe you just need a little class, maybe some training to just get your voice back into shape again. Because, you know, a voice is like any other tool or any other, you know, instrument. You need to exercise it sometimes. And I said, so maybe what would you like to do that? And she was like, oh, I'd love to sing. So recently I ran into her. I almost did not recognize this woman. She's running around all over town now. She tells me she walks around, she keeps a cane in the back just in case she needs it. And she's teaching again, but she's teaching it on her terms. She's making money and she's teaching using music, singing, theater. She's writing plays, she's performing. I'm like, God bless you, you know? And she's just like, glowing.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what I keep trying to explain to people. You can't just think about what was the last 20 years of your life.
Yeah.
And honestly, the minute you stop growing and becoming a work in progress, your brain cells start dying, which is why when they did longevity studies, the people who were in their hundreds, and there's a lot more these days in their hundreds, They never bought into retirement. Mm-mm. They never bought into being old. Yeah. You know, George Burns used to say, you're going to get older, but you don't have to get old.
I love that. I love that. And it's so very true. You know, if we keep challenging ourselves, what I love too about what you do, Judy, is that your people are now making the world better because they're actually using their skill sets and their passions. And think of all the amplification of this one singing teacher, what she's done now. She's helped people unleash their voices, and she's probably counseling the same way. Hey, if you love to sing and dance, you're not too old, get out there and dance, or, you know, whatever. So it's a ripple effect of work that we do in the world as change agents to help people embrace change. And that's the beauty of, I think, you know, helping people learn how to change and be less fearful of change.
And they need to. You know what? I realized when I finally got put out to pasture during COVID, I realized, you know what? We have so much more to give. My generation, you know, we're the baby boomers. We were never quiet. We were never roll over, play dead. So why were we allowing society to try and push us into invisibility? Because pretty much that's what people were coming to me. They were so upset that the world was thinking they're invisible now.
Right.
And, you know, I heard a great quote. This, you're going to love this one. I was watching this TED Talk on longevity the other day and was talking about how as we get older, we get happier. And this woman who does these longevity studies, she was saying how they were trying so desperately to disprove that, but they couldn't. And she had a great quote in there from her 92-year-old father, who said he wished people would stop trying to figure out how to save us and instead try to figure out how to get us to save the world. Because when you think about it, if you lived as long as we have, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90, think about the wealth, the insane wealth of knowledge, understanding that we have. And we have now the wisdom of age. So no, we don't get neurotically hysterical over things the way younger folk do, you know. We actually can, which is why they figured out we were happier. It's not that we were happier. It's just we learned how to deal with the bumps in the road. We learned how to ride the waves instead of fight the waves. You know, my kids were all lifeguards. And if you ever went to the beach, to the ocean, the lifeguard will always tell you, don't fight the tide, the wave, the riptide. When you fight it, you drown. But if you just roll with it and enjoy the ride, you will always come up because that's what it's designed to do, is bring you back to the surface, to life, to breathe, to find a new career, to find a new thing. I mean, and God knows if you live this long, you've learned a lot of things. So there's a lot of great stuff you still can do.
Yeah, learned a lot of things, and we have huge toolkits.
You know, exactly.
We don't even know that we have.
Right. Like that young lady in her 70s who realized she still had a voice and she could sing, you know? And the great thing is that one of the things was her relationship with her husband was kind of faltering, because her husband and her, they both met when they were young, and she wanted to be an artist. He wanted to be a filmmaker, and he did the traditional route and started doing, you know, what he did to do to keep making money.
Right.
And because of her, he's thinking of making films again, or just thinking of filming her. And that's making him feel better. So yes, it's like a trickle thing, you know? And yeah. I always, you know, a teacher used to say to me, oh, but I'm just one little person. Who am I going to affect? And when you think about a teacher, especially young grade school teachers, even, you know, university teachers, how many students have crossed their path? And if they lit the candle of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, how many more did they light up?
Yeah. Okay. So this is an organizing podcast. So I need to talk to you a little bit about how you keep your life organized and streamlined and simplified. Is there anything that you use in your day to day that helps keep you focused and linear and on task?
Two things I always have to remind myself. One, what is really important here? Mm-hmm. You know, we get so, and I do it too. You know, the squirrely thing, right? Yeah. You want to do this, you got to do that. You see the shiny object, you got to do this, you got to do that. But then, you know, the real thing is the why. Somebody told me once, what is your big why? Like, okay, you want this big, cool career. Why? So that I can play, you know, like my husband said to me the other day, he's like, you know, maybe I just want to play on the golf course. And I'm like, okay, that's great. But why? Well, because I really love golf. Okay, yeah. But why? Because I love doing things my way. Yeah. But why? Because I have the freedom. And I said, well, that's great. You got to keep in mind the big why. Not the little steps, because you know what? When you think about the big why, all the little steps make sense. And then you know which are the right little steps to take towards it.
And doesn't it seem like freedom seems to be the back end of everything, you know?
Right.
I want more money, I want more space. Why? Because I want to be free. Why right. do you want to be free? So that I can do whatever I want to do, which leads us full circle back around to the top of our conversation.
What do you want to do?
Why are you not doing what you want to do? Because right. you are free to do whatever the heck you want.
Exactly.
It's like live in the same town their whole life and never leave, you know, because they think they can't or something, you know, or maybe they're happy there. I don't know. But, you know, people don't feel like they are free to make choices.
They don't think about that. They don't think about that. And you know what? Somebody said to me, oh, but, you know, I can't do this because this is that. And this is my parents. I said, excuse me. But you're like 71 years old. Do you really give two shits about what your parents think about it? You know, and that's what you got to think about is your why. So like my husband who said, you know, maybe my friend just wants to do golfing. I said, so great. Doesn't mean you can't make money at it. The problem I always found was that we had this crazy embedded idea that fun equals no work.
Right. Yep.
Work equals no fun. Well, why the hell can't work equal fun?
Yeah.
You know, why can't I be having a bloody good time and making a ton of money doing it? There is nothing against the law to do that. Right. And I think that's one of the biggest mindsets, you know, we as our generation have a hard time.
You have to work hard. It has to be a thing.
You got to be miserable. Why?
Yeah.
Somebody said to me, I actually had a younger coach asked me, she said, you had so many careers. Was that because you were trying to find your purpose and you were working towards something? I said, actually, no. It's because I was having a bloody good time. And I'll tell you where that came from. When I was 18 and my college career, I was supposed to be a junior and my college career got derailed by my mother. And I was a professional actress at the time. And I saw all these young people who were my age having schools on their thing. So I said, oh, maybe I should get a school. And I got a school. And my first scene partner was this man who was 55 years old. And I looked at him because to an 18 year old, right? 55 is older than the hills. Angel. And I was like, honey, why are you even here in this acting school? And he goes, I'm a retired fireman. I'm a retired cop. I'm a retired English teacher. I've always thought it would be really kind of cool to maybe be an actor someday or a director. I'm going to do it. And I went, oh. And he says, you know what? I plan on doing every bloody ass thing I ever thought of and all the time during my lifetime. And I'm going to keep doing them until I've done all of them that I want to do just because I want to. And I thought that was the most brilliant idea anybody has ever said to me. And, you know, we were lifelong friends. And yes, he did become a career actor and director. And, you know, every time I did another thing, I was like, wow, that's going to kind of be cool to do. I'm going to do it. And like I always told my kids, don't ever do anything half-assed. Do it 300%. So anytime I go into a business or another career or another entrepreneurial, and whenever you do anything, I always say, do it 300%.
Yeah.
You know what? There's nothing wrong with making mistakes or being imperfect. Be perfect in your imperfection. That means you're learning. That means you're growing, you know? And to me, that means you're going to be better than ever at what you're doing. And if you're better than ever at what you're doing and you're having a bloody good time doing it, you're going to make money. Yeah. Just like money. That woman who was making money on her book and she didn't even want to make money.
The money will flow. And I do agree with you. The perfection is overrated.
Yes. Yes. So my other big rule is, and this is one of the hardest things, entrepreneurs, we all have this problem. Schedule in downtime.
Yeah.
We always forget to do that.
Because you have to revitalize. You know, if you don't have downtime, you just burn out.
Even if you're doing something you love to do. And I used to do that. I'd be working 24 hours a day going, but I'm loving it. I'm having a great time. I'm making art. I'm doing this. I'm doing whatever. But you're going to burn out. So you have to schedule some downtime. Yeah. Even if you're having fun.
I love that. And especially if you're having a blast, you need to still curb it back and give yourself a pause, switch screens, go do something that you don't do normally. I'm all for that.
Or if you're lucky like me, have a nice husband who's wonderful. And when he sees that I'm doing something really stupid like that, he grabs me and he sticks me in front of him and goes, honey, repeat after me. No.
A mango. The mango says no.
No.
I love that. Okay, well, we need to do a wrap because we've run a little bit late, but we could just chat forever, actually. So talk to the people you're listening and our lovely audience. What is it that you will offer to them?
Well, I do have, let me see if I can get the link here. I do have a free thing that you can do. You can have,
And I'll put the link below in the show notes.
Okay, I will give you the link. It's something that I get because I really care. I'm determined to raise my whole bloody generation out of this stupid place of old, and I realize that the very first step to do that is just it's a little guide. PDF guide, kind of a workbook kind of thing that just takes you through some thinking steps, you know, do simple things like figuring out some of the things you forgot. And so in this little freebie thing, it's a little guide. And at the end of the guide is actually a link to an audio energy clearing. Because I realize sometimes we need a little more than just trying to do it on our own.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our subconscious is busy trying to tell us to shut up and just pay attention to what our mother told us to do. Mm-hmm. And I love our mothers, but, you know, that was then. This is now. And as my son likes to say, there's something called science and evolution. So why are you trying to walk towards the death? Stop making bucket lists. Keep making life lists.
Yeah,
I love this. Will help get you started towards your first life list.
I love that. That's fantastic. And is the link easy to say? Do you want to say it here audio wise? Or is it one of those? Blah, blah,
blah, blah, it's blah. One of those really long ones. It's on my website. It's a thank you free energy reset guide clearing.
Perfectly. And your website URL is
livingoutloudainoveryet.com. Huh? Because we are not over yet.
That's right. We're not over yet. We got many, many more things to do in this world, for sure. I'm with you on that. Well, you know, it's been a pleasure. I just love always speaking with you. And I'm sure that the audience out there, hey, if you're thinking about retirement, just ditch that word from your brain. In fact, even if you're 20, ditch the whole world, just get it gone.
And yeah, I mean, reinvent. You know, but somebody actually said to me, they said, I'm reinventing and I'm going to do something different as a retiree. And I went, and they're going, but why isn't it working? I said, because you already decided you're a retiree.
Yeah.
So ditch it.
Ditch it. I'm in the reinvention mode, which, you know, you and I, we've been doing that our whole life. So,
or say you're reincarnating. I don't know.
I'm rejuicing my life.
There you go. Reignite it. Have a great time.
Yeah.
And always have fun. Because if you're not having fun, find something else to do. There's a million things to do in the world.
Yeah. And if you're not making money, it's probably because you're not making fun. You're not having fun doing it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because the world knows.
The world knows that you're not having fun. So why should you be doing it?
Yeah.
Go have fun.
Yeah. Yay. Thank you so much. Until next week, you guys, go ahead and download Judy's free gift. Also, a free copy of my book, How to Master Your Muck, is available with the link below. So go ahead and download both of our free treats and enjoy and think about what you want to do next. Because there's always something that you've been wanting to do forever. Think about it and see how you can make that a reality. So until then, gang, we will see you next week. Thanks, Judy. Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.